Coming soon to a theater near you. Miles, normal guy from the city, a little rough around the edges, not scared to pour his heart out or his veins either. Emily, cute and timid and her first time at a blood bank. How would these two crazy kids navigate this world together? Who knows? In the unexpected smash hit comedy of the year. How do you spell love? We spell it with a capital O positive. Yeah. That's right. It's Miles and Emily in the feel-good hit of the year, Love at First Prick. Welcome back to your second date update. If you couldn't tell by that recap, Miles is on the phone and today he wants to call a girl named Emily. They actually met at the blood bank. They were both donating blood together and afterward they went for coffee. He says that they had a great time, but now she's not calling him back. They had coffee for about a half an hour. She left. She also said, hey, call me so we can go out again. He's tried that. It's been over a week and he hasn't heard anything from her.
I'm actually confused on this one for you because not only did she give you like a super positive message at the end of your date, but you're a guy who obviously wasn't just out trolling for chicks at a blood bank. Like, You weren't trying to play her or anything. You're actually doing some good for the community.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I do. I do good things, so.
Okay.
All right.
That was to the point.
Well, we'll see if we can get her on the phone and find out why she's not calling you back. All right, man?
All right, let's do this.
Here we go. I'm going to dial her phone number.
Hello?
Hi, is Emily there?
This is she?
Hey, Emily, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Jubal from the blood bank.
No.
What's that laughing in the background?
Laughing? I don't hear any laughing. Are you feeling okay after donating blood? Because I don't hear any laughing.
Give her a break.
Now there's a woman on the phone. What's going on?
Yeah,
hi, Emily.
Three people on the phone.
Yeah, hi.
How are you?
I'm a little confused.
Okay, that's normal. This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay. Why are you calling me?
Well, I'm calling you because you recently met somebody. His name is Miles. And Miles sent us an email because he told us how you guys met at the blood bank. And he told us all about having coffee after. And he said that he really liked you and he was hoping to go out again. But now you're not returning his phone calls.
I'm not returning his phone calls, but why are you guys calling me?
Well, because Miles listens to our radio show and we do a segment called the Second Date Update. So Miles asked for our help figuring out why you don't want to go out with him again.
Okay. I guess it's as simple as I'm not interested. I'm just not interested.
Yeah, but why would you, I mean, he sounds like a pretty nice guy.
Well, okay, honestly, like, he was nice when we first interacted before we gave blood, but it just went downhill from there, and so I'm just not interested. He's just not the guy for me.
How, you say it went downhill. How did it go downhill? Because according to him, everything was fine.
Well, he asked me out for coffee afterwards, and I was like, yeah, sure. So, you know when you give blood, how you've got that little cotton ball, like, wrapped around your arm?
Yeah.
So we're walking down the street, and, like, literally every single person from, like, the five storefronts from where we're giving blood to the coffee shop, he's like, check out my arm. Isn't that look cool? It's so great. Look, I just gave blood.
Wait, he's saying that to people that you're passing on the street or to you?
Yes, to everybody.
Just shouting at people that he gave blood?
Right. Like, it just came off as a braggart.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was just using every excuse to be like, look how great I am. I've donated blood.
All right.
I'm a saint.
So you don't feel like he was donating blood to actually help out? He was just donating?
Right. It was more to get attention for himself.
Gotcha. Oh, no.
It's not even that. It gets worse. So we go into the coffee shop, and he orders his coffee. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest with you. Like, he paid for mine, which was nice. You know, I'm going to give him props for that.
Sure.
But when the barista's like, what name can I put on here? He's like, the donator.
No.
Are
he did
you
not
serious?
Say that.
Yeah, and the barista's like, I'm sorry, what? He's like, the donator, and then points to his arm where the little cotton swab is, and is like, I just came from donating blood, so I'm really going to need this coffee to help get my energy up, because, you know, I need to help people.
The donator.
It had to have been a joke.
Well, that's what I thought. Like, I was just like, you know, because he was kind of like going on, and so I was like, well, this is just a joke, like, he's just doing this because he knew that I was nervous. But it, like, was relentless. Like, he's talking to all these strangers on the street. He's telling the barista to give him the name The Donator on his coffee cup.
Sounds like a superhero.
Yeah.
The Donator.
It kind of is. Jubal saving lives, maybe.
Well, clearly he thinks he's a superhero.
Yeah.
And you know what? I wonder how we talk to The Donator.
I don't know.
Is it like some sort of a syringe signal or something we put up in the air? I don't know.
Well, that's why I'm avoiding talking to him, because I just don't know how to talk to the donator.
Okay. Well, I can tell you how to talk to the donator, Emily, because he's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Are you serious?
Hi, Emily.
Yep.
Hi.
That's the donator.
All right, guys. Can I explain that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody wants you to.
I want to hear it.
I'm doing good here. I'm helping out people. Like, I want to let people know that, you know, I'm doing a cool deed, you know? If I don't talk about it to everybody, how will they know to do it too? Huh? I mean, come on.
Spread the
good
word.
Question.
So it's kind of like a PSA.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm a superhero, the donator. It's kind of a joke, but it's also like, you know, there's facts and jokes too, you know? So just want to help people out.
Okay.
Miles, that is such a turnoff, and it...
How is that a turnoff?
Because you're putting people in a position of being like, then all of a sudden have to be like, wow, congratulations, way to go for being a good human being, instead of you
What's
just
wrong
with being...
that?
Because it's cocky and it's arrogant. Like,
it's confidence. What's
are
wrong with confidence? What's wrong with confidence of, like, doing a good deed?
Confidence and cocky. You know what? Do you remember you asking me? I will never forget this. This is so disgusting, you guys. Do you remember what you said? You asked me, where do you want your blood to go? You're like, well, I hope my blood goes to some f***ing sicko so he can turn his life around.
What?
Exactly.
Do you say...
Is that not psychotic?
I don't get it. Like,
to me, it sounded like he was probably wanting to, like, help some drug addict, and he thought that his blood would somehow morph this person into being sober.
No. See, you don't get it. I meant a sicko. You know, like, someone who's sick out there that needs blood. I don't know. There's all these types of diseases and all these sickos out there. They need, like, healthy blood. Like a good red-blooded American like me.
A good
red-blooded
American. Oh, hey, I'm not trying to offend anybody, all right? I'm just trying to help people, all right?
Okay.
What's wrong with that? I don't get it. Because I'm trying to help people with my healthy blood. I just want to help out a sicko, okay? That's what I do. That's what I try to do. That's what I do. I help out sickos.
But I feel like the choice of words is not the best,
you
Miles.
Sicko.
You make it sound like you have, like, magic blood in your veins, like this super healing, wonderful power that is above regular human beings, that your blood is so much better than anybody else's blood, and therefore if anybody gets your blood in their body, oh my goodness, all their woes are fixed because Miles donated blood. Like,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I do believe that. I do have great blood. Last time I donated blood, they're complimenting me, saying that my blood was probably the best blood they had all day.
Do they actually say, I haven't been able to donate blood because I've had tattoos, but.
I think so.
Do they compliment your blood?
If you have like a universal blood type, it can go to help a lot of different people.
Hey,
yeah, that's what he said. My red blood cells were through the roof. My white blood cells are amazing. So I just want to help out sickos out there, okay? Like, people need like good blood cells.
Say, there's something kind of lovable about Miles.
Really?
I mean, I don't want to go out with him. I could see where the blood thing got a little obnoxious, but if you guys had met under different circumstances where he wasn't praising himself the entire time, do you think that you would have still been attracted to him?
I mean, is he even capable of not praising himself the whole time? I mean, we had this great interaction up top before we gave blood, and then it just all went downhill. And even talking to him now, it's still all about him.
Yeah.
And it's, like, been 5 minutes of knowing this guy.
I think it's a lot about sickos, too, personally. But
well,
hey, it's not just about me, Emily. It's also about you. You should take pride in your blood. Your blood is good. It's healthy. You're in the same boat as me. So don't act like you're better than me.
I'm not saying that I'm better than you, but I don't need to brag. You just do a good deed because that is the reward in itself.
Wait. This is your first time donating blood, right? It's your first time donating blood? I've donated blood, like, over 12 times.
Whoa. Miles, that's crazy, man.
He's
that's awesome.
Dozen, man.
You know what, Miles? You are so right. Like, you are just phenomenal and amazing, and you only deserve the best blood to be in a woman that you're choosing to date. And I just don't have that because I've only donated one time. I'm not a 12-time donator.
You're not worthy.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm the girl for you. I don't think I'm good enough for you.
Well, Emily, let's get an official answer on that because I have to ask this question first. Emily, would you like to go out on a second date with Miles? We will pay for it.
You know, I just think I'm not good enough for him. I think I'm going to have to pass.
You know what? I get you're being sarcastic. I get you're just trying to look cool on the radio, but you can't tell me we didn't have a great connection while we're talking.
No, we did not bond. We did not have good times. You had a good time fluffing your ego and talking about yourself and getting attention for donating blood. It was not good, comfortable for me at all. I was nervous. And you made things weird.
you made things weird.
I'm weird. Oh, I'm weird. I'm saving lives, honey. So, I don't know.
Oh, wow.